Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rich Gale. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Rice reaches second base with a double. There goes Evans trying to get to home. Young throws the ball into Ripken, who relays the ball to Rayford, who tags Evans, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber takes first base on ball 4. Gross moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Gross moves to third. Traber moves to second. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox too, and the Orioles too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball towards center. Bumbrey settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bumbrey. Boggs moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Murray moves to second. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Jim Traver. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala strikes out. One out. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Young now playing right field. Ron Jackson now playing third base. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Rayford interferes with Buckner, who is awarded first base. Easler moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to third. There goes Buckner trying to get to second. Bumbrey throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford strikes out. One out. John Shelby pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Tom Underwood now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Armas scores. Easler moves to second. It's 6-2. Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 1 in the game. Ayala hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Ayala reaches second base with a double. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ayala moves to third. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. Sakata strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Brown now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gettman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Young, who is chasing the ball. Gettman reaches third base with a triple. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ayala hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-2 in the game. Roenick hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez strikes out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs strikes out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-3 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Clear now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Floyd Rayford. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sakata moves to third. Ken Singleton pinch hits for John Shelby. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Young is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.